Are you surprised that Hanoi Rocks didn't beat you to that landmark?
Well, you know, Hanoi, they were always like really, you know, they were influential as a band, you know, but they never sold any records. I don't know why. And maybe, you know, the career they had back in the day was just cut short because of the unfortunate incident of Razzle getting killed but in the car driven by Vince Neil. So that was the bomb, you know, that dropped, and the whole thing was in shambles for a long time. Now they're touring again. And they're still really, really good. It's from the original lineup, it's only Andy McCoy on lead guitar and then Mike Monroe on vocals. But but they're really, really good. So I'm hoping that they'll be able to tour Northern America and Canada as well. They're trying to make that happen sooner or later. You should definitely go and see them because, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of those, let's say, Californian hair metal acts that wear the shit back in the day, you know, they're terrible nowadays. They're all bloated, ugly, you know, junkies or something like that. But for Hanoi, they're in tip-top shape.
That's cool. Were they like the first big band out of Finland?
We had a few, but we never had like any bands before. We were one of the first bands to gain any like international success. It was like Hanoi were fairly well known in England, and then in America, but they toured like India and Thailand and stuff, but they never really hit it big. So we're one of the first bands, you know, in that sense, where I grew up listening to Hanoi Rocks, so they're highly influential. So I wouldn't be here without them.